Okay, hello everyone. This is Kenji from Sedona. And we are doing our beta test for our membership program to start March 1st, 2017. So just a brief introduction about why membership program. Basically, I want to be able to share the advanced teachings with you guys in a more personal way. So that's why we'll have a Q&A interaction on the webcast page, and we'll have phone interaction for those that are just calling on the telephone. And the idea is to help all of you with your spiritual development, your spiritual growth, your spiritual awakening, helping you through times of uncertainty, like what the heck's going on, ways in which you can begin to really shift your body challenges, the monkey mind, and to help you to begin to lighten up the load in the emotional body. And let's see. So we will be offering also products and free things and discounts for anything that will help support you with the membership program. And eventually, this can funnel into the very advanced apprenticeship program that we are developing. Okay, so let's see here. We'd like to ask you to find an intention that you want to work on. And if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and post it in the webcast page, and I will take a look in a couple of minutes. So choose one thing that you would like some help with today, dealing with your spiritual development, with your awakening process, and some would call it your ascension process. And it can be on any level relating to the theme. Do star 2 to raise your hand and just share with me your intention. And I will unmute you. So star 2. Okay, here's a web caller. Doop. Okay. Oh,
hello.
It's Marcy.
It is.
Hello, Marcy. Haven't seen you in a long time. What you been up to?
I know. It's been so long. So what's my question?
What's your intention, yeah, for tonight?
What's my intention? To continue to be clear on all levels. Clear of other people's energy and clear on the directions that I'm going in.
Which you're not quite sure?
I thought I was, but I'm not again.
You do the Marcy thing again. Oh, God. Okay.
Well, it's because of the retreat. I just got so clear on so many things that now I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, thanks, Marcy.
Sure.
Okay. Who else would like to share their intention? Star 2 on your telephone. Ah, and it is Dublin, California. I was born, raised in Berkeley, and I went to high school in Richmond.
Wow.
I'm glad I don't live there.
I'm in Danville, but I keep saying
Danville.
Ramona,
well,
Dublin.
Yeah, that's kind of close. Yeah.
That's close.
Yeah. Hotter there.
My intention is to find and embrace the expression of my gifts.
Embracing your gifts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what are your gifts? In a nutshell. pick three.
Oh gosh, energy healing. Sharing love.
Yeah. One more.
And writing.
Like with the pen.
Like with a pen.
All right. And on the computer.
Yeah, I do that too.
Okay. Maybe not as much fun as the pen, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, dear.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to meet you. Okay. Who else would like to raise their hand? Star two. Oh, here's one. Okay. Pittsburgh, Texas. I got to do the accent. Okay.
You can't do it as good.
No, I can't.
My intention is to, similar to Linda's, to find my purpose, to get clear on the gift, and well, just embrace the whole ascension process, I guess.
Mhm. So, do you have an idea of your gifts, or are they still kind of out there?
They're still out there.
Yeah, out there, not in your body. Great. And what about your life purpose?
I'm still trying to figure that out too.
Figure it out. Okay, won't get you anywhere.
I think I want to be doing some kind of healing, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about it yet.
Yeah, you're not sure the form it's going to take.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Join the crowd. Okay, thank you, dear. Okay. Yelena, Massachusetts, where are you at? Oh, there you are.
Could you hear
okay.
me?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Kenji. I would love to quiet my mind, subconscious mind, and that sometimes is just talking louder than I wish, and telling me that I couldn't just do things.
Oh,
and,
I think I got it. Uh-huh.
And I guess it would be the main idea for today.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, we got Nassau, New York. Oh, that's Denny. Well, Denny, what's your intention for the call?
Oh, I am...
See, you're part of the membership program. We're not going to charge you, though.
I enjoy hearing how I can learn from other people and maybe applying some things to myself.
So you want the application to self?
Yes.
Of teachings?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. Okay, he finally asked. Good, Denny. All right, this will be a good activation. Okay, so let's see. So every month's call may or may not be like this, but we have to wing it every time according to the people that are on the call and in the program. So let's do this. So I'm called to do a little overview of these things. And then we'll do an activation. And then hopefully, if you guys are able to talk briefly afterwards, you can share how you experience the activation. And then create an intention that you're going to begin to embody the effects of the activation. So write that down. To embody the effects of the activation. Any activation. Okay. Now, this subconscious mind chatter I believe, I got an insight into that the other day. I get a lot of insights when I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just relaxing and enjoying nature and whatnot. So the insight was that the mind chatter, the monkey mind, no matter what it is coming from an imprint that you accepted when you were very young. Conditioning, as we call it in psychology. Because all babies are conditioned. They're imprinted by parents' beliefs and attitudes and emotions. Whether they verbalize it or not, it's imprinted because you, everyone as a baby, is highly empathic. So you take on or you are impressed by the energies in the home and in the school and by all the adults that try to discipline you as you get older. And most of the imprinting is done by the age of 7, at the end of your 7th year, generally speaking. Although there's another level of imprinting when you're 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 perhaps. And then again, there's a little bit more right when you are an adult, like say 20, 21. And then you have your Saturn returns and all that. You have your midlife crisis. You have your dark night of the soul cycles. You have it when you're 33, and you have it when you're 22, and you have it when you're 44 and 55 and 66. Power numbers. Okay, so here's a way in which you can not be affected by the mind chatter, is to know that it's imprinting that's talking back to you, in a sense. So you don't have to respond to it, and you don't have to react to it. Just know that it's subconscious mind chatter that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And how you differentiate that from the imprint, not the imprints, but the intuitions that come from your soul. How that is different is the intuitions do not involve the mind, so there's no dialogue going on in a sense. There's no duality. And usually the soul whispers are very gentle and loving, not demanding, not assertive in a sense, although on occasion the voice can seem firm, like a wake-up call, like when I had the house fire experience and I heard a voice saying, you better get up and see if the house is on fire. So the learning is learning what is speaking to you from the soul and what are just memories talking back to you. And no one really knows what the ego is, but we've named it. So just look at the ego in a sense as a form of conditioning. Actually, these imprints come from things that aren't resolved on a higher level. So these are experiences that weren't resolved because you didn't understand them. And so you kind of like tucked it away in the cells of the body and the brain, still being alive, laying dormant, until it's triggered by a person, an experience, a situation. Okay, take a deep breath. So on the spiritual path of awakening, so we go from a place of, that doesn't interest me. I'm not into that. I'm just doing my thing. Until at some point the stress gets heavy enough, the worry gets heavy enough, and perhaps you have some wake-up calls, you begin to rethink or reconsider or contemplate your life and where you're at and where you're going. So it's very good that people are now being challenged to find something different, to find what's going to work to heal their worry and their stress. So to me, the main issues of humanity and light workers, well, for light workers, it's self-esteem. It's the belief in yourself. Sure, you can have the conceptual parts of it, you know, you are divine and all of that. But what we're really after is, okay, what is the experience of the divine? What is this experience of oneness, and how do I apply it to my life in a practical way that makes sense? Well, it doesn't have to make sense necessarily, but to where it is effective in creating change. So part of our incarnation here is to be ever evolving, to not get stagnant with our growth, to always be open to the next step. Like Jesus said, there's always another step to take. Even he is continuing to take steps. So is Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, Anna, grandmother of Jesus, Saint Germain, all of them. See, everything is evolving, so therefore, all of creation is evolving, and the key is to help one another to evolve and not be this isolated entity doing its thing. So the call is, again, cooperation and partnership, all right? So in the activation, you want to be open to creating partnerships. I had a wonderful, lovely partnership creation today. Really wonderful. You'll see it in the events that are going to be offered, and you'll just see it. It'll be obvious through the website. But it's really good that I personally am making partnerships. So this is the new age about cooperation. You don't have to do it yourself. Purpose, gifts, next step. So everybody on this call and who will listen to this call are looking to clarify their life purpose. So some have an idea and would like more clarity. So clarity is very key here, because when you have clarity within all things, wow, you know, what else is there? If you're clear about who you are and where you're going, and how you can manifest, so that's another thing. How do we manifest? How do we manifest these gifts that we were born with and or brought over from past lives? We have beautiful skills and gifts that we've honed, shall we say, to perfection in other lifetimes. And so if we ask you, all right, as a young person, so as a person in elementary school, if you remember back, what were the things that you did really well that no one really had to teach you? I was a funny person in elementary school, and I got in trouble for it. So that was a gift. Funniness, I suppose. We call it humor. And that can be a very, what shall we say, significant skill. Not only to manifest, but to share with others and to help them. Because, you know, laughter and giggles and smiles are very healing, and they're very integrating, answering, and rephrase that. Laughter and smiles and giggles are an integrator of these higher frequencies. So everything comes from the higher frequencies and is a step down into the third and fourth, and first and second dimensions. But it's really created on the higher dimensions and then gets filtered and downloaded through the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions and then down to here. Actually, look at it this way. You're creating from the 12th dimension on a scale of 1 to 12, or 144 levels, 12 times 12. If you're creating from the 12th dimensional level, it's going to be a step down. And so when you create in that nebulous oneness place, the stillness, there's just the felt sensation knowing. And then it's filtered down and it becomes a little bit more concrete as it filters down through the heavens. And finally, when it gets to the third, fourth, even fifth dimensions, it becomes or it manifests in some kind of framework or form. So we need the form. So the yogis can meditate in a cave all day, but if they really want to help people, they've got to go out into the marketplace and do it. Okay, Nike commercial, do it. So we have a place within that's clear about our purpose. So the activation is going to be helping you to access that place of clarity, the no mind, as the Buddhists call it. So everybody has these gifts of healing. Every gift can be healing. So look at your gifts as a healing presence, a healing force. So the monkey mind obviously does not know direction. It just likes to talk. So how about we take the busy mind level and ask it to go on vacation to a very beautiful, sunny, tropical place where it can just hang out by the ocean or by the beach or in the jungles or on top of a large hill or mountain. Just go on vacation for about another half hour or so. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to clear the channels so that you can begin to apply and embody the oneness. Okay, so here's a sampling of what we're going to do on the membership calls. And the activations will probably be, could be a good 40, 45 minutes. These will be long activations with periods of silence. And the silence is for your awareness to gather itself and to begin to create a resonance field. Resonance meaning everything is coherent, not spaced out. Coherent means like got the act together, got my act together. Okay, so we're going to lie down, sit in a chair, sit up against the wall, lay on your couch. You can put your phone on speaker if you're on the phone. And you want to put your spine in a very comfortable position. Okay, so this is about the awakening to knowing thyself. Awakening to knowing thyself. This is the theme for this activation. Okay, you can breathe however you want to breathe. You can breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. You can do circular breathing, like in playing the didgeridoo. You can breathe in and through the mouth if you want. There's no set way. But the idea here is to take the clear energy now into the belly, into the diaphragm and lungs, and up into the brain through the pineal, all in one breath. So go ahead. And as you do this, you're going to relax the body by relaxing the brain and by relaxing all of your facial muscles, your jaw muscles, your eyelid muscles. Touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth if you want. You can do palms facing upwards and creating a connection between your thumb and your index finger if you want. Feet on the floor if possible. So as you breathe in through the body now, up into the brain, you're going to activate the brain centers, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, medulla. And then you're going to create, through breathing in, this beautiful green vibration into the limbic system in your brain to begin to relax the primitive emotional center, which is also going to relax the amygdala, which is also in the brain. So we're calming down the kidneys and the adrenal glands. Breathing in very deeply. Slow, deep breath in and out. Relaxing your fingers, your toes, your calves, your thighs, your wrists. Dropping the shoulders to the floor. And begin to imagine, which is the key, begin to imagine from the heart center, from the still point behind the physical heart, a clear space in your brain. Just imagine and feel and sense and know and intuit clear space in my physical brain. And then you're going to feel your emotional body becoming soft and light, and your mental body becoming clear and relaxed and receptive. Okay, we're going to call forth your guardian angel, your soul team, your soul group, and your spiritual guides, your life council, your light council, as we call it. All right, we're going to call in your ancestors to receive, because they are on some level related to your intentions. And we're going to call forth all of your family members. So we're calling forth the soul, not the personality, not the mind. We're calling forth the spirit of your ancestors and your family members and your pets to be a part of this activation through just simply being and receiving and enjoying. All right, we're going to invoke or call forth the four pillars of light in the four corners of your physical space. We're going to call forth certain archangel presences and certain ascended master presences, male and female, from the brotherhood and sisterhood of light. And certain logi of other planets and systems to come and assist. Logos energy. We can also call for it the Elohim, the spirit of the land where you live, okay, so as you are breathing through your knowing, disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and the collective chaos and fear of the planet, of humanity, of the world. Now you're also going to disengage from the astral realms and allow your awareness to move through what appears to be a golden arc of light. You're going to begin to go within self, not the little self, but the big self, the higher consciousness self, that doesn't have a body and doesn't have a form. So we are disengaging from all levels of form, first, second, third, fourth dimensional levels, and moving into the essence and purity of you, the consciousness, the I am, the Lord God of your being. Allow your awareness to access and merge with the divine levels of purity, clarity, purpose, destiny. Into the core of all that you are, that includes your gifts, that includes your knowing. So it can be likened unto tapping into and accessing your Akashic records. And they can be in the form of crystals and gems, or books, or what appears to be books or tablets. Or codes. Okay, we're going to invoke the pyramid of light for your body, for your physical body. A four-sided pyramid of light. And it can be even a double pyramid of light. It could be an octahedron, eight-sided if you wish, but a four-sided pyramid. Your body is positioned in the center, and the apex, or api, two apexes, are activated. The base of the pyramid, however you want to see it, is very grounded and stable. And connected to the core of the Earth Mother. Now begin to feel, sense, know, and imagine that the energies from the Great Central Sun are moving through your beingness. And it's moving through the spine of your physical etheric body. It's moving through your emotional body, your mental body, your soul body, your Christ body. And it is beginning to flush, cleanse, and purify the obscurations, the imprinting, the samsaras, the knots within the spine, the karmic knots. It is moving through all of your experiences, or shall we say some of your major experiences that are holding trauma. Or unconsciousness, it is like shock. Allow it to move through those cells, not only physically but etherically, and beginning to rearrange the molecular structure of all of your bodies. Allow the energies to move through the spinal column very gently. So we call forth now to be a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace in our lives, for the power of compassion and joy and love and wisdom, inspiration, integrity, to begin to move through all areas of our life. Allow your body to receive the blessings. Allow the brain to receive the frequencies of unconditional love and allowance. Allow the heart to receive the frequency of great joy and inspiration. Allow your solar plexus, stomach, digestive area to receive the empowerment of spirit. In your original 8 cells at the base of your spine, at your sacrum, to receive the frequency of harmony, balance, resonance, and stability. Keeping all your chakras open, keeping all the joints in your body open. That's your ankles, your knees, your hips, your wrists, your elbows, your shoulder joints, your neck, your sinus cavity, i.e. your nose. Now, as you receive the clearings, now, as you begin to come back to a physical plane focus, you're going to bring with you from the oneness a knowing of your gifts, your life purpose, how to keep clear the subconscious mind, the ability to apply the spiritual energies in a practical way through your life, through your voice, your body, your work, your relationships, your healing work. Bring these higher frequencies of knowing into your pathway of your next step. And choose to know, as you come back to your body, in what direction you are moving in for your highest benefit, benefit of self and others. Allow these higher frequencies to wash away the doubt. Breathe in and begin to integrate these frequencies of trust in self, self-confidence. And choose to stand in your power, your spiritual power, your divinity, your authenticity. Now begin to let go from a knowing level of the constraints that you've put upon yourself that have limited your knowing and your awareness from accessing who I am and where I'm going. Okay, breathe deeply, coming back now, feeling the earth below your feet, feeling the frequencies of heaven in the palms of your hands, feeling that expansiveness above the head, feeling the warmth in your heart, feeling the light behind your eyes, and the power in your belly, feeling the stability at the base of your spine. So coming back now with I am, that I am, that I am. And when you are ready, you can slowly open your eyes and allowing your brain to adjust. And when you're ready, you can sip some water. Okay, we've got some hand raised here. Okay, so we'll take Danville first. Give me a second here to unmute you. Okay, dear, you're unmuted.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just wanted to say that, well, that was amazing, but my spine felt like it was on fire. There was so much energy on my spine.
Purifying. Wow. Purifying.
Yeah, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be a hot chick for a while. got you.
Thanks, Kenji.
Guys, watch out.
Oh, my gosh. No, but thank you. It was very, I don't know, but I was right with you, and mm-hmm. I felt like everything you said was so pertinent. It's so valuable for the movement that I need. And I felt it moving in me.
Yeah.
What my mind does with it, that's a whole different story. But yeah.
Well, your mind's not gonna do anything with it, remember?
Good. That's right.
It's on vacation.
It's on vacation, yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. That was awesome.
Okay. Just keep breathing the changes into your body.
Okay.
That's the key. All right. When you feel like the heat of the spine, yeah, just breathe. Just breathe.
Okay.
That's the integrator for the physical, is the breath. So that's the easiest way to integrate it into the body. And then you are going to see the changes in your life naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to pay attention, of course, to your intuition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you might want to do a journal. And journals are always nice, you know, to write down your inspirations and all that. So, you know, before you go to bed is a good time. Actually, that's a good way to prepare the brain for sleep, is to do, you know, just a little bit, 5 minutes of journal writing or drawing in your journal. And then so your brain can go to sleep.
Okay,
thank you. That was great sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
So again, you guys can listen to the replay. It'll be up immediately after the call here. So you can go back and do it tonight if you want again. And let's see. So remember, these calls, these monthly calls, will be live and evergreen, definitely quantumly organic. So whatever... So here's how it works, how we've seen how it works. So let me see. So when you listen to, let's say, the initial activation, and then you listen to it again a week later, you're going to listen to it from a different level. And the second time you listen to it is going to add to what you got from the previous listening. And it just does that. Each listening builds upon the previous. And also these activations will change, believe it or not. They will, since they're live, as you grow and receive the work, the activations are actually going to change and move to other different levels. So really, these activations never die in a sense. They never stop. They're just like you. They're alive and organic. And so if you can create that belief system in everything that you do, that's going to help. That whatever you do is live and organic and continue. So every time you help another person, you give healing to another person, you give healings to yourself, it's going to continue. It's like the ripple effect to the universe. Okay, let's see here. Okay, let's take a deep breath three times and think, feel, and tap into the power of gentle integration into your daily practical life. and give your body and brain permission to receive. You can give your heart permission to receive as well. And no matter what happens in your life, you are always loved and supported from and by the unseen realms. And that all you need to do is ask and receive and embody. Okay, so with that, thank you very much. A big mahalo, aloha, namaste, om shanti. Thank you very much and have a great life.